So, Hare Krishna, how is everyone doing? It's quite an experience, isn't it? And I compared it today with wild water rafting. In other words, it goes so fast, and it seems just the way the retreat is structured, it moves us on. If you consider tomorrow in Teer Kadamba, that's really the highlight. And when we have done that day, when this day is over, the next day is just, you know, collecting the jewels from the retreats. Tomorrow evening, it's really over, so to say. And it went really fast, really fast. So, I have today a very important session, really important session, and I think I will not introduce it now. We'll just sing so that we focus on the holy name, and then we will start in a short time. Here comes our Mataji with a strong voice. Australian lion. Lioness. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Askatyade Satarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Vrindavan, now a very auspicious time is approaching. And this time approaches again and again, day after day, also today. It's the time when Krishna returns. with the cows and the cowherd boys. So the way the Brijbasis experience this is they see a huge cloud of dust. And they see something very peculiar, that is devatas, or demigods, who come and leave their vimanas and dive into that dust. Not on the ground, but in the dust cloud, because it's touched by Krishna's lotus feet. And at first, the devotees hear in the distance the excited mooing of the cows, because they come home and see their calves. And then they hear the flute concert. Not just Krishna's flute, but all the cowherd boys. They make a really excited music. And then finally, they see the jewel of their eyes, Krishna Balaram, like a blackish sapphire and a white crystal. They come out of this dust cloud into their vision. And the little children in Vrindavan, when they see this, they say, Jai. Little boys, you know, they have no pants on. they have only a little black cord around their waist. And they have big eyes. They see Krishna. And they say in indistinct voices, Jai. So this is how this kid, and I like to see this melody as a welcome Krishna, welcome, welcome, please come. Please let us sing nicely. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
One more time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Jaya Giri Govardhan. Hare Krishna. I welcome you affectionately for this second a workshop, we could say, in chanting the holy name. I will try to focus in this workshop on the subject matter of awakening emotions, spiritual emotions in our chanting. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Naskatyare Satarine. I received a letter, I found it in my room. It says, these days seem to fly by so fast. I came with a need, I came with a hope, to revive my faith, to find the inner path I so much long for. Life's events have their ways to repeatedly break us. And the association of the holy Dharma and the saintly devotees have their ways to unfailingly repair us. Then the devotee expressed, I've come to find the deep connection with the holy name, to feel the touch of the Lord's mercy, to end the loneliness of my deserted heart. This is very nicely expressed in words, which I think all of us look for, a way to enter into a living relationship, a living appreciation of the holy name, something that makes our spiritual life as alive as a new relationship, maybe with a fascinating new friend, relationships through which new paths and new possibilities seem to open. But so often, much too often, I would say, we suffer in our spiritual life from something which I would like to term as an emotional disconnection. An emotional disconnection, we heard a little bit about it in the opening of the retreat, but let us visit this again. An emotional connection can happen in friendships, in marriages even, where all of a sudden the two people find out that there's nothing more to which they would like to tell each other. Emotional disconnections in marriages end in divorce often. In friendships, they end in terminating the friendships. One finds less and less time, and then the friendship is reduced to a postcard on birthday. That's all. Emotional disconnection can also come when you don't like the activity which you have done for so long any longer. You just feel very indifferent, or very, so what. It happens when you read a book, you heard it's really good, but then as you read on and on, it's boring, more boring, most boring, and then you go like, goodbye, sunshine. Emotional disconnection always ends in the termination of either a relationship or an engagement in an activity. It happens in spiritual, in our chanting, in three ways. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described the three ways, and you have heard about this many times, I believe. First, you feel some laziness. Oh, not again, please. I don't think it's necessary to again pick up the beads. Laziness. Then, this is usually born out of an indifference. Do you understand the English word indifference? It means like, so what? In German, the language is, the word is Gleichgültigkeit. It has something, no? Some good sound, the language. Gleichgültigkeit. And this all leads to great distraction. As you are chanting, you are distracted really by anything and everything, by the parrots in the trees, by the boop boop of your mobile telephone, which signals that another what's not important message has arrived in your mobile telephone, huh? Oh, WhatsApp it's called, not what's not important. I'm sorry. You're distracted by anything and everything. I've been sometimes in discussions where the people who talked with me, all of a sudden, I think, felt some emotional disconnection. They thought, this is too high spiritual discussion. And they immediately they took shelter of their mobile telephone and they typed in a few what's not important messages and WhatsApp messages. I'm really sorry. I seem to be a little bit biased here. Emotional disconnection is such a big problem in our spiritual life. And the solution is really if you can chant the holy names with devotional feelings. First of all, I would like to analyze now, before going to possible solutions, why this emotional disconnection happens so easily in chanting. By the way, it is quite understandable why it happens. The reason is explained by Rupa Goswami, Atasi Krishna Namadhi Nabhavet Grayam Indriya. He says, material senses just cannot grasp, erfassen, you know, or capture transcendence. The material tongue cannot really, you know, interact with the holy name. Our senses can only interact with the five tanmatras or sense objects. You know, our tongue can taste a pizza, but not bliss. What is the substance? Bliss, you know. How will the tongue taste bliss? That is something for the mind to taste, for the heart. Our material senses cannot really taste transcendental things. It doesn't work like that. Our material mind can also not comprehend the spiritual reality. It just can't do this, you know. It's just like the eyes can't see air. Or the eyes cannot see sound, you know. It's our senses are simply not equipped or capable to just hang on to transcendence. It just doesn't work for our senses. It can't reach there. The mind can't reach there. What to speak of the eyes, the ears, and so on and so forth. We are actually engaging in with Krishna, but we can't yet understand or fully comprehend Krishna, and therefore we get tired. It seems to be a one-way road. We only endeavor, but nothing comes back from Krishna. He doesn't seem to... We say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and Krishna doesn't say it. Ja, was willst du denn? You know, oh, sorry, that's German. It means yes, what do you want? There seems to be no response. Our call seems to go into the void, into the desert, and it's not answered. And then we go like, we become indifferent, we become less excited. It is a normal reaction, it is something which is understandable. I would like to tell you an amazing pastime from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where this is really very nicely illustrated. Mahaprabhu had been traveling already for some time through South India when he came to a Brahmana who did Manasi Seva to Lord Ramachandra. Do you know what is Manasi Seva? It's something which is done in meditation, service which is done in meditation. He would go out, he would go into a peaceful corner, and then he would go in his mind into the forest. You have to be a little attentive here, because I will ask you to engage in this highly advanced spiritual practice in our exercise part. And he would collect all the things which he thought Lord Rama and Sita and Lakshman would like. Some fruits. Fruits, actually, Lord Rama created a special fruit which reminded him of Mother Sita. It's called Sitaphal. Who of you has eaten Sitaphal? It looks green, a little bit like an artichoke, if that's an English word. If not, it could be a new English word. And you have to cut it, and when you cut it, it's whitish, and the white fruit substance is around a very black seed, the Sitaphal. Lord Ram created out of his love for Mother Sita and called this fruit after her. Maybe because Mother Sita's skin is said to be very, very white, and her hair very black. Maybe like this. So this Brahmin went all over the forest in his meditation and collected these and other fruits and brought them to the ashram where Lakshman and Sita and Lord Ram stayed, all in meditation. He did this every day. So when Lord Chaitanya, and he had this practice also when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So one day, when Lord Chaitanya looked after the Brahmin who should by now have ended his meditation, he saw the Brahmin, but the Brahmin was crying. Very, very much he was crying. And Lord Chaitanya asked, what happened to you that brought about this sadness in your heart? What has gone wrong? The Brahmin said, well, when I came to offer my fruits, he started to cry. The ashram was merged into the greatest tragedy. There was Ram crying and asking every plant, every tree, "Have you seen my Sita?" There was Lakshman running around with his bow and his arrow. But Mother Sita was missing. She had just been kidnapped by the evil demon Ravan. It was just moments. Lord Chaitanya shook his head and said, "Not possible." Now, everywhere in the Ramayana, you can find that Ravan has kidnapped Sita, no? It is known. Have you heard about this? Yes. Lord Chaitanya said, "Aprakrita vastu nohi prakriti gochara." The material energy cannot capture anything of the spirit. Ravan is a demon, is a material being. He cannot touch, nor can he appropriate, you know, take in possession of Mother Sita, who is the Swarup Shakti, the spiritual energy of the Lord. It's not possible. "No," said the Brahmana. "No," said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. "But then what has Ravan kidnapped?" Mahaprabhu said, "A Maya Sita, an illusory Sita. It's a little bit like, when you go in the West to a big shopping center, you will see in the windows mannequins, you know, men and women who are puppets, who look like human beings, but really, when you take the shirt away from the man, you find it's plastic underneath. It's not a human being." So in the same way, Lord Chaitanya didn't use this example, obviously, but Ravan has gotten an illusory, a magic representation of Sita. But the real Sita, the Swarup Shakti, is somewhere else. And I will show you, when I come back, the scripture for this. So Lord Chaitanya then went, said goodbye to the Brahman and continued his pilgrimage through South India. And eventually he came to a temple where he saw Brahmins reading from an old manuscript of the Kurma Samhita, where it is explained how Mother Sita disappeared with Agni and instead a false Sita was given into Ravan's hands. And he thought he has the eternal associate of Lord Ram, but he only had a mannequin, a puppet, with life functions. So this is also happening when a devotee feels emotional disconnection while he chants. He is no longer together with the holy name, the living name, the real name, but he has some, here the English speaking speakers amongst you have to help me, some facsimile. Facsimile? Facsimile? What is the English word? Facsimile. Facsimile. Sounds a little French also. A little French salt is in there. Facsimile, it's look alike. It looks like the real thing, but it is something different. Facsimile. It says French. Acha. Why not a little French language? No, a little facsimile. No, the little look alike, something which looks. Hare Krishna. So this is, you know, why devotees, they feel very much eager. They go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they beg him, give me the real name. I don't want to have just the letters of the alphabet. HareKrishna. I want Krishna in the form of his holy name. Devotees request like this. So, the question for us here at the Holy Name Retreat in the year 2021, or what do we have? 2019 is, how can I also have the real name so that I'm inspired, that I can experience this very painful disconnection in my chanting, where my lips are chanting, but I'm no longer connected. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would encourage us to be connected. He said, don't chant lip deep, because then it's not yet the real thing. You must chant heart deep. And what he meant with heart deep is that which brings Krishna. Chant in a prayerful mood, my dear devotees. Maybe I should go closer to this, or if you can make it a little louder, then it's easier. Yes, I thank you very much. You are very kind. The devotees need to chant in a prayerful mood. But before you can pray, a few things have to happen. If you don't do these few things, your prayers will also be with emotional disconnection. The first thing which helps extremely to bring back your emotions and to convince Krishna to appear is something which you call in Sanskrit anutapa. This is something which I have we don't hear so often, at least I have not heard very often. But when I read about this and heard about it recently, it made so much sense, and it put together a lot of information which I heard. Anu means after, and tapa means burning. Anu tapa is the burning after something has happened, or in simple English, the regret. I'm sorry. There is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam where the Jai and Vijay speak. Jai and Vijay have just been cursed by the four Kumaras. Do you remember why? They had forbidden them to enter Vaikuntha, and these four saints, they were there in the form of naked young boys, but they were ancient, they were very old. They just, by the mystic potency, their body stayed young and fresh. So these four saints had become very angry. We thought we have come to the spiritual world, but here you, who are supposed to be residents of the spiritual world, differentiate and send us away with envy and hatred. You are not fit for the spiritual world. And then already Jai and Vijay started to tremble. But the boy said, go to the material world. the curse had been spoken by a great saint. So at this moment, Jai and Vijay trembled and they lost all their color, and you are cursed by a powerful devotee. Oh, you lose everything. They began to tremble. The color left them. At this moment, Lord Narayan had understood some trouble is outside. There's some quarrel. He had quickly appeared. And Jai and Vijay said, "My Lord, we have just been cursed by your devotees. We have gone to this. We have to go to the material world." Lord Narayan said, "Yes, but," Jai and Vijay said, "do you see, our Lord? We are burning with regret. We understand we did the wrong thing by forbidding your devotees to see you. And please, my Lord, see this regret in our heart and give us your compassion so that we can quickly return to your divine abode." Lord Narayan said, "Tatastu, so be it." Sridhar Swami writes a very, very important comment. He says, "The mercy of the Lord follows always the regret of the conditioned soul." When the conditioned soul feels sorry, in other words, this is not Sridhar Swami, I'm continuing to speak. When the conditioned soul feels very sorry, the Lord immediately forgives lifetimes of bad karma and gives his mercy. Think of your own psychology, my dear devotees. Have you been in situations where someone wronged you and then came afterwards and sincerely begged you to forgive them? Has this happened? Radhika Ranjan, it happened to you. To me, it also happened. To others, it happened. No, you're all digesting and you're not listening. Or you're listening too much and can't talk, therefore. Has it happened to you, Bhavesh? Someone did something wrong to you and then said, "Really, I'm very sorry for this." What was your reaction, Bhavesh? I can't hear you. You were immediately willing to be forgiving. Isn't that how we are, Kavi? No? I think it is Yashomati. No? If someone sincerely begs for forgiveness, then you will see, does he really see what he has done wrong? And if you see that person understands, yes, this was really a blunder, it was really a mistake which I did, then you can be convinced he will not do it again. And then you immediately say, Tike, no problem. You know, no problem. Let's forget this. All this karma is over between us. You know, it is over. No need. But the other person needs to see before he can totally, the English word is exonerate you. It means forgive you or release you, free you from the reaction which comes when you do something very wrong. Before he can do, or he or she can do it, he needs to see, they need to see that you understand what it was that you did wrong and that you regret it. And the moment this is in place, understanding and regret, the other person will say, if the other person is, let us say, I don't want to say what is in my mind. If it's a normal situation, we say, yes, Tike. This has to happen in our relationship with Krishna. We have to understand, we left the Lord, we left the spiritual unity with Him, we left an exciting relationship, and it's only us to blame. And when this happens, my dear devotees, you are immediately released out of your half-dead emotional state. But you are fully there with everything. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And you are well alive. You understand, the normal situation in my life is to be serving Krishna blissfully, but I have broken it. I have made a mistake. This is called anutapa. This burns away all the karmic results. If someone regrets the mistake, they don't need to get the karma for it. If someone sincerely regrets, if that fire of regret is there, it's not necessary to teach them through karma, through the reaction. It's over. It's the learning has been done in this regret. This is very, very, very important. And of course, I won't make an exercise on regret here, because it's something which must happen in your little room when the door is closed. No one sees you, and it becomes clear to you by understanding a little. But there's something which can help you to come to this song. It is a wonderful song written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I will try to sing the first lines to you. We have never done this. Let me do it. Amara jiva sada paperata nahi ko punyeralesh. It's a little high. Can we... You have songbooks? Why don't we sing it? Let's get a little life here into this. A little deeper. You can find in your... You have mobile telephones. Now use them, my dear devotees. full use. Amara. Amara. Jivana. Yes, and share your mobile telephone with 50 other people. Amada jivan sada paperata nahi ko punyera lesha. Everybody. Amada jiva sada paperata nahi go punyera lesha. Parera utmega dia cheke kata parera. Suka lagi ape nahi dori daya hina swata paro. Everybody. Nidya suka lagi ape nahi dori
Sadamitya basi, everybody. Parasukeduki, sadamitya basi. Parasukeduki, sadamitya basi. Paraduka sukha ko. Shesha kamana ridi maje mora krodi damba parayana Ashesha kamana ridi maje mora krodi damba parayana Ashesha kamana Vidimaje mora, kodi dhamma para yana. Ara vidimaje mora, kodi dhamma para yana. Mada mata sada, vishaye mohita. Sada Vishaya Mohita
Sada Sada Vishaya Mohita
Ningsa Gava Vibhushana
Sada Gava Vibhushana
Ningsa Garbha Vibhushana Nidralas yahata shukaye virata akaye udyogi ami
Nidralas
yahata shukaye virata akaya udyogi ami Pratishtalagiya Satya Acharana
Pratishtha Lagiya Satya Acharana
Lobha Hata Sada Kame
Lobha Sada Kame
It goes on like this. It describes a little bit what we have been. If you look, for instance, at the second verse, it says, for the sake of my own enjoyment, you know, when I wanted to enjoy, I have never hesitated to perform sinful acts. I'm really devoid of all compassion. I'm concerned only with my own selfish interests. So if someone asks me, I like to speak lies. And when I hear that there's success in another's life, I become dejected and sad to see them so happy. Whereas when I see the others suffer, the misery of these people is the source of great delight for me. Their material desires in my heart, but not one or two or three. Many are there. I'm easily angry. I'm quite arrogant and I show it. I think I'm very beautiful, intelligent, and this is my vanity. And I'm quite attached to worldly things and they bewilder me. If you ask me how I'm dressed, my favorite dress or ornaments is envy and egotism. Hare Krishna. It's quite intense, no? In the scriptures there is something very interesting. It is about becoming real. It says the Lord is very difficult to access. Many saints and yogis have tried, but he's very difficult to really get. He's elusive, you could say. Only those who are prepared to face the sorrow of their own lowliness, they very quickly attain the Lord. That's why it's so difficult for Brahma, Shiva, even Lakshmi to reach the Lord, because they are very qualified and it's not possible for them to see what we can see. When we look sincerely, in our case, we know we are conditioned souls. We are still very much under the control of the changing moods, the gunas, anger, lust. So you can either look away from this, which is not good. You can ignore it. You can pretend it's not there. Or you could do another mistake. You could fully look into this and dig it up. Dig it and stir it and smear it on your bread and eat it every morning. I'm so low. I'm so fallen. And become dejected by this daily meal of weaknesses. Or you can do what is a healthy way. You can say, this is what it is. I'm a fallen soul. I'm sorry for my long years of absence. I'm sorry that I can't chant properly. I'm sorry that I'm so distracted as I chant. It's not good. I know it. And the moment, my dear devotees, the moment you face this reality, then, immediately there is a total change. Krishna is accessible. In our movement, it is chic to say, I'm humble, I'm fallen. And as we are, you know, we are trying our best, but we are not so good always. We don't really understand, we just say it. Prabhupada, Bhujan Prabhu just once told me, maybe he told in a lecture, I don't know. He said, once he was with Srila Prabhupada in Melbourne. He said it during Prabhupada's disappearance day in the Govardhan Palace. He was with Prabhupada in Melbourne, and Prabhupada had just gotten up from his afternoon rest. He was in a very special mood, and Bhujan was in the room and a few others, and Prabhupada said, I had just received a letter, and one devotee wrote, "Oh Prabhupada, I'm so insignificant, and I'm so fallen, and I'm really very, very small. But now I have a big problem I need to tell you." Prabhupada looked up and says, "Just see." He saw an inconsistency, eine Inkonsistenz. How can a person who is fallen, who is insignificant, who is small, have a big problem? He will have a small problem. And then he said, "I wish I could train personally each of my disciples so that they understand spiritual life." So very often I find, especially there is a group in England who is world master when it comes to this, saying things and not understanding what they say and not meaning what they say. It is, I need always 1 week to recover. It is. You go like, you could crawl up the walls when you see them. "I'm sorry to disturb you, but..." And then they get on your case. "But you just said you're sorry to disturb me." Is this genuine regret? Then if it would be, you wouldn't disturb me now. You know, it's hiding behind external formulas. And anyways, let me not get into it, otherwise you would find out what group it is and you would send them letters that they were mentioned in the Govardhana retreat. It's you don't know the group. By the way, it's not in England, it's in Alaska. Hare Krishna, some attempt to save the privacy of this. Genuine regret brings about genuine humility. And that only, if you're genuine, can you move on in your spiritual life. Not if you have only lip service, but you have not understood what you said and you don't mean what you say. So, when you have this regret, then you can engage in prayer. My dear devotees, there are so many techniques you could do. And I think there is a place for these techniques. It's good if we know a few ways how to improve our chanting. But ultimately, if you want the real name, Krishna, Krishna, some dramatic effect. If you want the real name, you have to understand in your mind that it is not possible to control the mind on one's own. Because the mind is a material thing which is under the control of the material gunas, the very powerful material nature. If you want... Hari Das Thakur says there's only one way. You have to pray to the Lord to help you control the mind. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a prayer, Gopinath. You have heard the song Gopinath? I think we all love it. It's a wonderful song. And in the prayer he says, "My dear Lord, I have to confess, my mind is not always under my control. It doesn't follow my orders. I can't tell my mind, be happy now. The mind is happy, no. My mind is not under my control. But to me, Hrishikesha, you are the Lord of the senses and you can help me control the mind." My dear devotees, I have seen this always works. In my own life, when I try to chant extra rounds, I come also to my own limits, and the mind gets tired, and a tired mind is like a tired child. It's not cooperative at all. Have you seen the little children when they become tired? They just scream, and anything which you say to them, they go, no, 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 no. So a tired mind is a little bit like that. And I have given up. But when I turn to the Lord and say, my dear Lord, I'm trying, but I'm failing. Please, you are the Lord of the mind. Chitta Hari, you are the Lord of the Hari, the Chit of the Chitta, even of the unconscious mind. You please direct my mind in the proper way. And then, when there is a genuine prayer, but you can only genuinely pray if you see where the problem is. If you do not see that there is a problem, if you don't acknowledge the problem, if you wipe over the problem, try to cover it up, at that time, my dear devotees, you can't really pray. It doesn't come hard from your heart. It comes like in this group in Alaska, you know, the words, without having thought about it and without meaning. No, this is very, very deep understanding. This anuttapa, this inner awakening to the reality of our, let us say, can I say a strong word? Our abnormal situation, that we are not full of bliss and knowledge, but we are covered and we are full of the control of the material nature. That first comes anuttapa, regret, and or burning. Burning. Tapa means also tapasya. That's what devotees do voluntarily. They refrain from meat eating. That's quite easy. From intoxication. They refrain from illicit sexual relationships. That may be more difficult for some. And this is tapasya. This helps you to detach from material life. It's helpful. Or they get up early. They tolerate obstacles in their service. And they go on in their service. Now in the West, many devotees are getting ready for the Christmas book distribution marathon. And we all know it will be quite cold there, and they will go out and offer the transcendental literature on the walking streets of the big towns to many people. It can be tapasya and austerity. But this type of tapa, it means burning, really, burns the illusion out away from us. It burns and it makes us understand. It brings us out of this illusion of staying in false comfort, so to say, and it helps us. This anuttapa, one of which is this regret. I'm sorry, my Lord. I'm sorry. I try to be better. Believe me, I will be better. Then you can do prayer. And then your prayers can come alive at one stage. Do you want to know when your prayers become alive? When utkanta enters your prayers become alive. Utkanta is the eagerness of the soul to meet Krishna. This is wonderful, wonderful description of Utkanta in the first canto of the Bhagavatam. We find there Narada Muni engaging in meditation deep in the forest under a banyan tree. And actually, in his meditation, he sees Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna appears with his beautiful form, smiling so invitingly and making such wonderful gestures with his hands, which express his love for his devotees. So Narada Muni sees this, but briefly after this darshan in meditation, Krishna again disappears. And Narada Muni became, I could only say, totally disoriented. He jumped up and ran around in the forest, "Where are you?" until he realized this. "I saw this form of the Lord in meditation." And he tries to meditate. Nothing works. He cannot recreate that mental state in which the Lord appeared. And he gives up. And then in his great desperation, he starts to cry and roll on the ground. But the Lord then speaks to him in a wonderful voice, in an Akashvani. Remember Surabhi Kund yesterday? Yes? Remember there was at one stage a beautiful voice. We didn't know from whom it came, from where it came. It said, "Those who chant the names with longing, longing, Utkanta, for them, Radha and Krishna are there in the holy names." No? That verse was there from Raghunath Das Goswami. We have heard this verse yesterday. No? Well, we all listened. So Narada Muni chanted, "Where are you? Where are you?" And then the Lord came and spoke to him. "My dear Narada Muni, I regret that in this lifetime, in your present lifetime, I will not appear again to you. But that's also not necessary. Because, Narada Muni, you have seen me one time, and as a result of this, you have now a great longing, Utkanta, and this longing in the heart will burn away everything which does not which does not belong in the heart." When someone is really eager, when someone really wants to be with Krishna, when someone really longs, wants, desires, wishes more than anything else to be with Krishna, then all the other desires which are maybe entangling us in the material world, they are burned away by a good fire. This longing is a very, very good fire. This anutapa, very, very necessary. It burns everything away. Hare Krishna. I'm trying to explain. Sorry, in every old man is a little child. Utkanta, longing for Krishna. This longing for Krishna. These three things make the chanting alive. Let us summarize. First of all, you face reality, and I really recommend this song Amara Jivana, which we have partially sung today. You can find it in your songbooks easily. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur recommended that we chant this each morning and in the evening. He said this would clean our mind from arrogance and from foolishness and from illusion. It's like a broom. Mental sweeping. Amara Jivan Sada Papirata. You can find on internet there are good tunes, and then you can sing and wetten your carpet with your tears of regret. This is called regret. Then prayer. My dear devotees, when the quicker you see that you cannot follow this path of Krishna consciousness and bring it to perfection on your own, but you will do much better with the mercy of the Lord, the quicker you will make advancement. Therefore, it is often said that in our age to be fallen is a wonderful qualification, because it makes you humble that you pray for help. But our thing is like this: we are fallen and we never pray. Hare Krishna. No? But really, in Kali Yuga, to be fallen is a qualification, because then you can pray nicely. And finally, old Kanta, you can enter this area of eagerness. If there's one price to pay for the rare jewel of love of Godhead, then it's only this one price, and that is the eagerness, lolyam. And they make make you come alive. My dear devotees, I want to end now in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 16, text 70. I will repeat when I have said the quotation. There are two ways which help you to get your healthy spiritual emotions back. Would you like to know them? One is to engage in Sankirtan. Sankirtan means singing the holy names together with others. Have you maybe noted when you sing together with others the holy name, sometimes some good emotions come? No, yes, middle. Good. The next method, if you so want, to bring genuine feelings to your heart is Vaishnava Seva. When you serve Vaishnavas, you very, very quickly develop good feelings. Especially if you serve exalted Vaishnavas. But in a way, Vrindavan Das Thakur says we should not distinguish between high class and not so high class Vaishnavas. By serving them, by seeing what they want, what they need, you get also somehow your heart softens. And you come close to the Vaishnavas, and as you come close, their qualities come into yours. When you are close to something, or to someone, the qualities come into you. That's why old couples, husband and wife, the man has a lot of the qualities of his wife, and the wife a lot of the qualities of her husband. Have you seen? They're really, like my mother is so much a manager that comes from my father. And my father has become soft-hearted that comes from my mother. People associate very closely with each other, they develop the qualities. That's why we want to And that's why we miss Srila Prabhupada. It was so nice in his presence when we were associating with him. Yes, many qualities came to some degree to those who associated with him closely. The verse where this is explained, if you would like to find it, I will repeat it, is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 16, verse 70. This gives you a lot of qualifications, singing with devotees. And then it's maybe easier to regret, to pray, and to develop a deep longing. Hare Krishna. Are you ready now for an exercise where we get practical about all this? The subject matter is bringing devotional emotions to our practice. And we will do this now. I just need to only have a little talk with Gaur Krishna. Yes, okay. We can talk very quickly. Two words and volumes are clear. Mm-hmm. It was in Geneva. Where Prabhupada introduced us to a meditation which is a little advanced, but which I would like to make with you, because this is a wonderful place in Vrindavan. It might happen that the curtain closes and maybe you just want to take a look outside. See amazing colors, isn't it? Vrindavan has a very different color perspective. It was in 74, actually, when he introduced here us to the practice which the Brahmana had done. The Brahmana, you remember, had collected foodstuffs. How? In meditation, yes, for this is called Manasi Seva. Prabhupada said, I will just read it to you. We will do something like this in a moment, but just so that you know it comes from him. He said, you don't have to make a very exalted throne for Krishna. No, in your heart, you can say, imagine that in my heart, I have placed a diamond throne. And Krishna is sitting there. No, a throne in your heart, in your mind, and Krishna is there. That is accepted, and actually it becomes true. Krishna is there. Even if within your mind you think that I have kept one diamond throne, it's a very costly throne, because Krishna is coming. He will sit there. That is not false. That is a fact. Krishna consciousness means three things. Seva, sadhana, and bhavana. Bhavana means devotional bhava, not feelings. Now you create, Prabhupada says, such a situation within your heart. Now Krishna seated, let me wash his feet with Ganges water or Jamuna water. Now I change his dress to first-class costly garments. Then I decorate Krishna with ornaments, and then I give him something to eat. Prabhupada encourages us to do this meditation often. He says, you can simply think of this. This is meditation. It is such a nice thing. Anywhere you can sit down and think that Krishna is sitting in your heart and you are receiving him in such a nice way. This is not false. This is a fact. This is so easy. We are closing now the curtain, so you won't need to cough. Coughing comes when it's getting a little cold, so I have so much compassion for you. You remind me of fishermen's friends. From Adi Purusha. Maybe when we meditate, we should ask Kavi to be there with fisherman friend. When it's, because when we start meditating, you will relax and then pow, it starts. So Kavi is there and you can just go like this and he gives you from Adi Purusha, original fisherman's friend. Here. I will ask Adi Purusha for a second. You can raise your hands, it will come. It's called Vaishnava Seva, Vaishnava service. Because you cough, that you need to be happy. Who of you meditated before coming to Krishna consciousness? Did you stop? Why? Meditation, smaranam, shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, authorized. Maybe group dynamics were not meditating and that's why you stopped. Okay, so we will now do a meditation. How is your energy level? Are you good energy level? It seems yes. No need of exercises. I would like to start with the chest opening exercises. Bring your hands, please, back. And just expand your chest because we will need to breathe a little. Sit tall. And imagine that one moment. Let us chant the sacred name of Ram, Hari Rama, Ram. Ah. And now with full strings, a little loud. Three more times. Take a few deep breaths, please. Relax your gaze, your looking. You can either leave your eyes open or close them. Continue breathing softly. Relax Yes, you will start coughing because that's normal. No problem. Imagine you're resting your body like a shirt on a hanger. Your shoulders relax. Your upper body relaxes and your legs relax. Your entire body relaxes. Breathe deep into your belly. If you need to, you can touch your belly with your left hand to check that it expands when you inhale and moves towards the spine when you exhale. Deep breathing. Deep breathing. You're now ready to begin the Buddha Shuddhi practice. Let everything in your life slowly and gently disappear. Relationships, job, projects, plans, WhatsApp messages, let this completely slip away. You're sitting at the feet of Giriraj Govardhan. Many great devotees, including Rupa and Sanatan and Raghunath, Das Goswamis, have been here. Concentrate now on what is truly important. You are part of the Supreme, a servant of Radha and Krishna. It is only due to some past misfortune that you have been absent from this relationship. And instead, you have been wandering the world in the repeated cycle of birth and death. You have identified with one material body, but now you turn to Krishna. In your heart, there is a throne, a diamond throne for Krishna. And Krishna is sitting there. You're coming forward with some Ganges water or Jamuna water and wash Krishna's feet. Welcome. Then you offer him some first class garment. And then decorate Krishna with ornaments, earrings, which shine on his dark cheeks. And you can offer him something to eat. Afterwards, you can sing his glories. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
more time.
Hare Krishna. The very fastest way to enliven the sometimes distracted emotions can be to read the prayers of the acharyas. You know, we say Hare Name, Hare Name, Hare Name Eva Kevalam, Kalona Steva Nasteva Nasteva Gati Anyata. But is that really true? Is it really that Hare Name, Hare Name, Hare Name Aparada Eva Kevalam? Chanting the holy names with offenses, is that the only way in Kali Yuga? We need to do something about these grave obstacles of making offenses, and that comes when we are in our ego, and we are separated from, we are still in this binadrik, this separated mentality. But the moment you are relating to Krishna with affection, with some emotions, there's no scope, no place for the ego and for all the apparatus which come from this. And therefore, sometimes the chanting can receive so much life by the bhajans of the previous acharyas. I do remember personally seeing Srila Prabhupada singing the prayers of the acharyas each afternoon in when he stayed in the castle where we had a castle in Germany, Schloss Rettershof. Prabhupada would take a nap after his midday meal, and then he would get up. And very often at that time, I heard harmonium from his room, and he was singing in his room various bhajans. Hari Hari, Bifale, Janama, Gainu was a favorite of his. Now, of course, the prayers to the six Goswamis were never missing, and so on. Just chanting is very good. Chanting the holy name is definitely the yoga dharma, but it needs to be done with devotion. And this devotion, this infectious devotion, can be really gained by reading the or singing even the bhajans of the previous acharyas. It's a great subject matter. I hope with this little lecture and presentation it has opened an interest in you to look at this further, how to awaken your spiritual emotions in Krishna consciousness so that your chanting receives much more life and doesn't suffer from emotional disconnectedness. I thank you very much for listening to this presentation. We are over time and we want to stop here. Also, I have to say the evening kirtans this evening are a little bit shorter. We will start at 7 and go up till 7:30. Only 7:30 is 7:30 and 45 seconds maybe, but not much longer. So now is a pause of 45 minutes or so, and then you please come on time, because we want to end on time. Why? Because tomorrow is our jewel day, the day of our 64 rounds in Ter Kadamba, and we need to be in good strength and well rested. See you very soon. Hare Krishna.